You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Good morning, victorious people of God. This is the Miracle Blessing and Healing broadcast with our apostle, Dr. Elizabeth Hayward. She is the queen of Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center at 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. Listen, you're welcome to tune in, stop by, but listen, don't you dare miss your blessing on today, because I'm telling you, I come and stop by to tell you, me and Pastor Monica Orange, that Jesus is alive and well. So we're telling everyone that we see, tell them for me, we're telling you that Jesus is alive and well. I have some brief announcements for you. Hallelujah. We're going to be having revival on tonight. Come on out on tonight. Tonight at 8 p.m. we're going to have our very own Pastor Monica Orange. She's going to be breaking forth the bread of life at 8 p.m. You don't want to miss this powerful word from the Lord. And then on Friday night at 8 p.m., we're going to have evangelist prophetess Serena Williams. She's going to be breaking forth the bread of life. You don't want to miss it. I'm telling you, God got a miracle and it got your name written on it. But in order for you to receive it, you got to be in the house. I'm telling you, don't you let nobody else step in the pool. You better come on, get in the pool and get the miracle that God has in store for you. And then join us on Sunday morning at 11:30, Father's Day. Happy early Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Happy Father's Day. We're going to be having Pastor Andre Smith. He's going to be breaking forth the bread of life at 11:30 a.m. Come on out and join us. I'm telling you, God got a word for the house. I'm telling you, and you don't want to miss it. And then join us, I'm telling you, on June the 24th through the 26th, we're going to be having the Barefoot Prophet all the way from South Carolina. We're going to have Prophet Kelly Ramsey. He's going to be in the house on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, June the 24th, 25th, and 26th at 8 p.m. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss these nights of revival. God has a word for his people, and I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it, because it got your name on it. God got a miracle for you, and it got your name on it. And I'm telling you, the kingdom of heaven is suffering violent, but we're violent on this day. We're violent on this morning, and we're going to take it back by force. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. We're going to have Pastor Monica. She's going to be bringing forth the bread of life on today. So I'm telling you, stick out your buckets and tune in, listen in, and get everything God has for you. God bless you, Pastor Monica.
Amen, amen. Truly, glory. Indeed, it is good to be here.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah.
It is an honor to be called one of the ones that could stand in the place of your leader.
Ooh, hallelujah.
In other words, when your leader say go, you are able to go.
Yes.
It is truly a blessing in this hour. And our message for today, we are going to be looking at Psalms 121.
Yes.
Once again, we are looking at Psalms 121, a song for the road. Amen.
I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help.
Psalms is a song of pilgrimage. It's a part of the song of accidents that was sung by Jewish pilgrims making their way to Jerusalem for annual feasts. It is a psalm of movement, trust, and a psalm for travelers, both physical and spiritual. So just like these ancient pilgrims, we got to realize and understand that we are journeying through a world filled with risk, unknowns, and constant change.
All right.
It is a song for anyone navigating hardships, making decisions, or simply trying to stay faithful in a faithless age. We're going to be looking at this psalm verse by verse. For one, when we talk about, I will lift up my eyes to the hills, we got to understand that the hills represented danger, but they also represented possibility. Jerusalem was set high, and this was a lifting of vision. The psalmist isn't looking to the hills, but what is beyond those hills. Okay? And the question is implied, where does my help come from? Ooh. And that's found in verse 2.
My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth.
Here's the answer to the authority. Ooh. With the authority, the psalmist roots his trust not in geography, alliances, or himself, but in Yahweh the Creator. Ooh. Amen.
Yes.
In a time when people make covenants with idols and was bold with their confession, this psalmist decided to say with boldness that I trust in God,
yes,
who made it all. Let's look at verse 3.
He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber.
The Ooh. Word keep in Hebrew is shamar, Ooh. Which means to guard, to preserve, Ooh. To watch with intention. We must understand that the desert journey was treacherous, but this verse promises that God won't let you slip.
Yeah.
He is not distracted or disinterested when it comes to you.
Come on.
Let's look at verse 4.
Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep.
This is a national reassurance. God is not dozing while his people suffer.
Come on.
He is not unavailable, but he is awake, aware, and active when it comes to his people. That means you, verse 5.
Yes. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand.
Here is the imagery that shifts right here. It goes into a stage of intimacy.
Come on.
The right hand is the hand of action and strength.
Come on.
Shade is relief, protection from exposure. In other words, God is not far. He is right beside you. He is right there protecting you from whatever life may expose you to. Verse 6.
Oh, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night.
This is a poetic line which reminds us of constant round-the-clock protection.
Ooh, hallelujah.
God guards you from all harm.
Yes.
Okay? No matter what the enemy may throw at you, God is there as your shield. Verse 7.
The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul.
The Lord shall preserve thee. This is the core. God's guardianship extends to your very soul,
yes,
your essence, your eternal self.
God.
This is not just about surviving hardship, but it's about being spiritually whole. Verse 8.
The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore.
This means everywhere you go, in every season that you are in,
yes,
every change, every transition, God is keeping you.
Yes.
He's not just for now, but he is for your forever. Here's the biblical and historical context of this. Pilgrims ascended to Jerusalem 3 times a year. These were sacred journeys filled with both excitement and vulnerability. Psalms 121 is a reminder to the traveler, you are not alone. The repetition of keep affirms covenant relationship, meaning God doesn't simply observe you, but he actively intervenes in the things concerning you.
Yeah.
So how do we apply this to our lives today? We got to make it common and we got to make it plain.
Yeah.
So this lets us know that in a nation where millions are struggling with mental health, Psalms 121 is letting you know that you now have divine oxygen to breathe.
Yes.
God's eyes are open in every way when you are feeling heavy. Amen. He gives rest to the weary.
Come on.
And the sun of exposure and the moon of despair shall by no ways harm you. This is to parents to let you know that you can't follow your child everywhere you go, but the God who is above, who sits on high, can.
Yes.
He preserves them going out to school and they're coming in at night.
Yes.
Psalms 121 is a blessing that you can pray over your family every morning.
Thank you.
Amen. This is also letting us know that as we are rising in crime in our areas,
yes.
Psalms 121 does not deny the reality of the evil, but it promises us that God's preservation will be with us as we go through it.
Yes.
He shall preserve your soul.
Hallelujah.
This is another way of also saying that there is external and eternal protection that transcends this world.
Yes.
All right? And in a time of deconstruction, Psalms 121 is reminding us that God is not silent or still.
Come on.
He is a keeper for the doubting,
yes.
for the drifting,
Go ahead.
For the disillusioned. His presence has not changed. Our focus must shift back to him.
Come on.
In other words, we got to be stopping with this overwhelming of what's around us, but we got to put our focus on our God who sits on high.
Yes.
Okay? We got to realize that we are forever living under a keeper's care.
Come on.
We must declare it daily over our lives.
Yes.
We can begin our day daily by saying things like, "My help comes from the Lord."
Come on. Hallelujah.
We can live in confidence daily, meaning we don't have to fear for our future because we are kept.
Yes.
We can bless others with this word as well,
yes.
meaning we can speak this psalm over our loved ones,
yes.
and we can walk in assurance, meaning we need to understand that every footstep that we take is guarded,
yes.
because our soul is safe.
Yes.
And we got to remember that Psalms 21, it's not for luxury, but it was written for the traveler, meaning as people move and as the edge comes, and as we climb, we are shielded and we are protected by God.
Yes.
No matter where we are, we must know that our help comes from above,
yes.
that God is listening and he cares for you.
Yes.
We got to understand that he is your protector and your keeper.
Yes,
so don't grow weary in your well-doing. Just look to the hills from where your help comes.
Yes.
Okay? Teach your children that their help comes from God as well.
Yes.
One of the things that we could do daily is instill scripture into our lives.
Yes.
Instill that into the lives of our children and let them know that when times get hard, when pressure comes around,
yes.
that we don't have to shrink backward,
yes,
but
right.
we can stand in boldness because God is with us.
Yes, he
we
is.
We can understand that when we go into our communities and things are going awry, we can teach the ones around us how to pray this
yes.
over their lives. We can teach them and help them understand that when they can't see help on the left or right, they can trust in a God who sits on high
yes.
because he's there.
Yes.
He is present. He is everywhere at the same time.
Yes.
They are not alone,
yes.
but God is with them in it all. Your help comes from God.
Yes.
All you have to do is develop an intimate relationship with him,
yes.
be in covenant with him, because this is covenant material.
Yes.
This promise is to those who belong to him.
Yes.
So all you need to do is establish that covenant bond
yes.
with the Savior.
Yes.
And then you will know that no matter where you are in life, no matter where life finds you at any moment, God is there,
yes.
you are not alone,
yes.
that you have somebody that is right there on the right hand of you in strength and in power. He's there right there extending his help to you.
Yes.
You don't have to be fearful, all right? Because you got to understand and tell yourself daily that fear is just of the enemy.
Come on.
He's trying to take your focus off of the God
yes.
of Psalms 121, who has promised to be your protector
yes.
and your keeper.
Woo.
He is there to remind you that trouble does come. He's there to remind you of the hard times. But your job is to remind him
Woo.
Who your God is.
Hallelujah.
Your job is to remind him that God is your keeper. He's Listen. Your shade on yes. your right hand.
Come on.
Let him know that he can't strike you by day or by night.
That's
because
right.
God covers that too.
Yes, he do.
Let him know, serve him notice that to your family and to your children, they are covered by Psalms 121 as well, because you have prayed that over their lives.
Ooh,
therefore, he cannot have them cause them the same problems, because this is not just an external, but it's an internal,
yes.
even down to the soul,
yes.
meaning the everlasting part of you.
Ooh.
The enemy cannot have that when you are in covenant,
Ooh.
Because you are protected by Psalms 121.
Ooh, hallelujah.
The enemy cannot destroy you. While he might try to make trouble for you, you can stand on this word and know that it's too will pass.
Ooh,
amen.
Hallelujah.
You got to understand that as the church, right, even though we may fall seven times, we can get back
up from there.
We hallelujah. Can get back up, get ourselves back into position,
yes.
because Psalms 121 still goes for you.
Yes.
All right? You do not fall out of covenant with this prayer.
Yes.
You do not fall out of covenant with this word. Just declare it daily
Ooh,
over your life
hallelujah.
As you step out in faith. Well, Pastor Monica, I don't know how to get started in that direction. No problem. I'm glad you asked. All you got to do is go through the ABCs in the confession of your faith.
Come on.
Admit that you are a sinner.
Yes.
Admit that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Savior, that he came to this earth in the likeness of a man.
Yes.
Believe that he was crucified
Ooh.
On a cross, buried, and they stayed in that grave for 3 days.
Yes.
On third day, rose again.
Yes.
And now sits at the right hand of his Father on your behalf.
Yes.
All right? Confess that with your mouth
Thank
after
God.
You believe it in your heart.
Yes.
And salvation is yours. And that's the first step of being in covenant with this God of Psalms 121.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Then you can pray this prayer over your life as well.
Yes.
And expect the Savior to stand up on your behalf
Yes.
and fight for you.
Ooh.
There's no need to be weary. There's no need to be discouraged.
Yes.
I understand you might be facing loss after loss. But because this God of Psalms 121
Ooh.
Has promised you that he's your shade, he's your keeper, he's your protector,
yes.
you must understand that whatever you're going through, it shall by no means destroy you,
no means.
Because Psalms 121 is your covenant with God.
Ooh,
that's what you're praying over your life, that's what you believe in, and that's what will happen for you.
Yes, hallelujah.
Okay, you got to remember, okay, the word does not change.
Come
it
on.
Is we who change.
Come on.
It is we who shift out of position.
Come on.
All right? So you need to start looking up where your help
Ooh,
comes from.
Hallelujah.
All right? Stop looking at the problem.
Come on.
Stop looking at the situation
yes.
and start looking up. All right? Stop looking at what this happened to this next person, meaning their problem, their solutions might not be your problem or solution.
Go ahead.
Y'all dealing with two different things. You adding and you're comparing apples with oranges.
Come.
I need you to go ahead and compare yourself to the word.
Yes.
Stick to the word and realize that your help come from the Lord,
Ooh.
Which made heaven and earth.
Hallelujah.
So that means just like God did it for them, he could do it for you. You just might have a different path to walk, but that's okay. All right? Realize that he ain't going to suffer your foot to be moved. In other words,
Ooh,
you ain't going to fall and slip
Ooh.
And break and be unable to recover.
Come on.
You're going to recover
Ooh,
from
no,
it.
No, no, no.
You just got to remember the word.
Yes.
All right? Because remember, the God, meaning the Hebrew word shamar, will guard and preserve you, all right? And that's watching with intention,
yes.
which means he never takes his eye off
Good
of
old
you.
Bitch. Hallelujah.
All right? In a world that's busy, in a world that's chaotic,
yes.
in a world that's full of confusion,
yes.
God still cares about you.
Yes.
He's focused on you.
Yes.
He's not distracted by the things that are going on around him. It is we who become distracted, not God. We who lose our focus. We who forget who God is supposed to be.
Yes.
All right? But he has not forgotten his promise.
Ooh.
All right? And remember that the God of Israel is the God of the believer.
Ooh,
amen? We're not talking about different gods, but we are talking about the one true God.
One true
he ain't dozing
hallelujah.
Off while you suffer.
Come
He's
on.
Right there in
yes.
it with you,
hallelujah.
Making sure that you can move on.
Ooh.
He's not unavailable to you, but he is actively engaged in whatever it is you're going through. All right? You got to understand that the God that Ooh. Says that the sun shall not smite you by day nor the moon by night means that the God is going to make sure that whatever you're facing, it cannot destroy you.
Come on.
All right? You just got to stand and believe on it. Stand on the word. Do not shift from that word.
Come on.
Because God is preserving you even in this. If you're feeling weary, if you're feeling heavy, put on your garment of praise.
Ooh,
sometimes
hallelujah.
That's what it takes. You just might have to praise your way through it.
Come on.
Okay? Sometimes you got to realize that going through is the only way to get to the out.
Come on.
In other words, go through to go through and come out.
Come on.
In other words, sometimes it might be hard, it might be troublesome, but you stay the path, stay the course. Don't turn back.
Ooh.
Keep going through it. Keep
Hallelujah.
Pressing forward. Keep pressing for the mark.
Hallelujah.
Don't backtrack, because all that does is extend your time in the problem.
Come on.
Amen? So keep going on, because God is preserving you from the evil.
Yes,
all
yes,
right?
Yes.
He is preserving you everywhere you go.
Yes,
whether
he
it
is.
Be on the job, because we know that the enemy gets busy there.
Yes.
God is there with you.
Yes, he is.
All right? Whether it be at home, hey, kids acting up, spouse acting up, it does not matter. God is there preserving you as well. Whether it be people are coming and people are going, life is happening, life is ending.
Yes.
Whatever you are dealing with, focus on that hill where your help comes
Ooh,
from.
Yes, yes.
Don't be anxious and don't allow yourself to get burnt out because you worrying about things that you don't need to worry about.
Come on.
Cast your cares
Ooh,
on the Savior.
Hallelujah.
Cast your cares on the Savior. Violently throw that stuff off of you. All right? You will not buckle and you will not fold
My
under the pressure.
God.
You will not fold. That's what we're declaring right now.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Because God shall preserve your soul.
Yes, he
Amen.
Will.
We are letting you know that there should be no doubt in your mind of what God can do for you.
Yes.
Stand firm on his word.
Yes.
Stand firm in your faith.
Yes.
Stand firm believing that God is going to keep you no matter what.
Amen.
Do not let your faith drift.
That's right.
Remember, your blessing is coming at the exact location, at the exact time that was promised by
Ooh,
God.
My God.
If your faith drifts, it's going to cause your feet to move.
Come on.
And you do not want your feet to move. You don't want to stumble. You don't want to be out of position.
Yes.
Because a lot of time, this is just a testing and a trying of your faith.
Come on, hallelujah.
All right? Now, if your faith is in Jesus and your faith is secure,
mm-hmm.
then you should be okay with whatever happens.
Amen.
Because you just stand on the word of God.
That's right.
And understand that at the end of it all, God's got you.
Ooh, my God. Come on, my God. I know you're excited after that powerful word from Pastor Monica. She's telling you to lift up your eyes unto the hills. And you got to declare today that all things, I don't care what you're going through today, all things work together for the good of them them that know and love the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what it is that you're going through. All things is working together for your good. Why? Because we can stand on Psalms 121 because we're lifting up our eyes unto the hills. Oh my God. What a powerful word on today. And right now, hallelujah, we're going to pray for those ones that are not saved. I'm telling you, you need salvation in your life. I don't care what they say. You need the Holy Ghost in your life. And I'm telling you, you got to open up your mouth and confess with your mouth and say, Lord God, I am a sinner. Open up your mouth. Don't you sit there and let the devil have your mouth shut. Open up your mouth and tell him, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me for the things that I have done. I repent of every sin, every deed that I have done. Come into my life, Lord. I receive you as my personal Savior. And get yourself up from there and get yourself in a church somewhere that's ministering and preaching the word of God. Not just going to church in form or fashion, that have the power and the Holy Ghost, that the power of God is moving. Get yourself in a service where God is moving. And right now we're going to pray for those ones that are sick. Hallelujah. Because how many of you know the enemy come trying to wear out the saints of God? But the Bible said, hallelujah, my hallelujah, we can pray. Hallelujah. We can touch and agree. We can pray today that whatever sickness, whatever disease, whatever thing that you're going through on today, we bind you up, devil, right now. In the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you now. Every sickness, every disease, every stomach ache, every tummy ache, every toe ache, every headache, everything that comes against the word of God, we bind you up now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, touch them right now. From the crown of the head, Lord, to the soles of their feet. Who gave us the authority? Jesus said in his word, whatsoever thing we bind on earth, he said he'll bind it in heaven. And whatsoever thing we loose on earth, Jesus said he'll loose it in heaven. And I feel that healing virtue flowing through the radio now. And it's touching your body now. So you get up from there and proclaim your healing. You get up from there and you proclaim your deliverance now in the name of Jesus. And you meet us there. Meet us there on tonight. Pastor Monica broke forth that bread of life on today. She's coming back forth on tonight at 8 p.m. Pastor Monica Orange. Join us there at 8 p.m. And then join us Friday night. We'll have evangelist prophetess Serena Williams. She'll be breaking forth the bread of life at 8 p.m. And then join us, fathers. Y'all come on out. Join us on Sunday where Pastor Andre will have a Father's Day message for the fathers at 11:30 a.m. And then listen, don't you dare miss this revival that's coming next week. We're having they call him the Barefoot Prophet. We're having Prophet Kelly Ramsey, June the 24th through the 26th. That's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm telling you, you talking about the Eagle Eye Prophet. You talking about a man of God from South Carolina that's ministering and preaching and prophesying the word of God. You don't want to miss these services on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the 24th through the 26th at 8 p.m. Come on out and join us. I'm telling you, we thank you all for tuning in. We thank you all for listening in. We thank you all for your support. And I'm telling you, if this radio station has blessed you, I challenge you, give unto our apostle, Dr. Elizabeth Hayward. That's $ Pastor Lizzie, Cash App, or give 321-917-4202. I'm telling you, if you give unto a good ground, oh my God, God will bless you, and your seed is going to return to you not many days since. Thank you. We love you. We appreciate you for everything that you've done. We appreciate you for tuning in. And I'm telling you, you better come on to 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue where the water is troubled, my friend. You better come on and step in because God got a miracle, and it got your name written on it. And I'm telling you, Pastor Monica, if they don't get it, what we gonna do?
We gonna take the blessing. We here to clear the tables.
Oh, we gonna clear it out. Hallelujah. You better come on out and receive everything that God has for you. God bless you. We love you and we appreciate you. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. God is with me, so I keep it on the side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.